which I'm, I guess, explaining to you tonight, that again and again, I've seen those who persist and remain sincere and see that there's no going back. A day is probably going to come when you will actually say, I would have never imagined in my wildest dreams that this is what I would come to know, that I would see what I'm seeing now, that I would be how I am now. But you can't predict that now because it isn't predictable. And it isn't guaranteed. But is it likely? Yes. If you try to second guess it now, is it likely that your assessment will have a fair degree of accuracy? Accuracy? Absolutely not. I can give you examples from my life when I was twenty-four, twenty-five, something like that, about 150 years ago. I had a neighbor who was one of my best friends, very interesting guy, ex-heroin addict, and a very, you know, middle-class upbringing, and he started going to TM, to Transcendental Meditation Center. And one day he said to me, well, you should go. And he had already explained to me that he like paid $500 or something to get a personal mantra and to be taught meditation. And I couldn't believe that he would say that to me, you should go. And why in the world would I go? I don't believe in all that spiritual crap. That's all crap. And I certainly wouldn't give some fool $500. And remember, that was a lot more money in those days. It's a lot now, but it was a lot more back then. And TM, when Maharishi Mahesh Yogi started, his prices were way high. They've lowered them since. And he just looked at me and he said, because you're that kind of person. I said, what do you mean, that kind of person? I was really offended. For real. What do you mean, that kind of person? He says, you know, like interested in spiritual stuff. Now, he knew that I was a dyed-in-the-wool atheist. This was a close friend. He knew my thinking and my philosophies and all that baloney. He knew how my mind worked. He knew what I believed. He knew what I was for, what I was against. He knew I was against even the word spiritual. Mm-hmm. And yet he's looking me in the eye and saying, well, you're that kind of guy. You're that kind of person that would be interested in real spiritual things. I don't think I don't really remember, but I have some vague recollection that I didn't talk to him again for 2 or 3 days. I was like so offended that he'd say hi and I just walk by. I literally couldn't believe it that he was saying this to me. But obviously he was able to see something I couldn't see. Here's a guy speaking very freely against any spiritual anything and saying all that Eastern religious stuff, that's bunk. That's to get your money. He knew this was my point of view, and yet he could see what I couldn't see. He could, in a sense, see my future that I couldn't see.